fabulous record has been electronically engineered by some of the world's finest craftsmen to bring to your home the full, glorious spectacle
of Gumby Theatre.
D. Gumby, M. J. Gumby, and R. S. Gumby star in the Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov.
The actor takes place in a Moscow in the 1870s.
Gumby! Oh, but the door is coming!
Ilya Nazarevska and Mariana Sharankov await news of their stepbrother Trofimov.
Hello!
Putting it onto a piece of wood and running the
future. Mr. L. A. Gumby is now appearing in the Thames near Wapping Stick.
And Mr. D. P. Gumby is appearing as a central tunnel support on the new Victoria Line.
And now, Book at Bedtime. This week's book is The House at Two Corners, read by Mr. N. D. Gumby.
Oh, I hit my head on the table!
No, thanks. I prefer...
Figures, we wanted to note the death of Art Clokey, because Art Clokey created Gumby. Gumby made his TV debut in 1956. If you were a kid in this country in the 60s, if you were lucky enough, you had one. And you lived long enough to see Eddie Murphy give it new life on SNL. Loki modeled Gumby's shape over his own dad's outline. He considered the Episcopal priesthood at one time, later produced the religious-based Saturday morning series Davy and Goliath. Art Loki was 88 years old.
He was really an amazing creative genius and had a lot of insight into life. But there was also another side to him that was only 8 years old but hadn't grown up yet. And there were a lot of things in the 60s which meant he was just a little kid. That's the revolution kid in the candy store. He had to go out and buy it. He wasn't going to stay married to a 15 wife.
That was the worst part of my life. Where the worst part of me came out. The most healthy part of me. Ego. It just pains me when I think I walked out of the house and my daughter was, she was about nine. She was in the bedroom and I went past the door and I heard my daughter crying. And I should have gone immediately in there. I couldn't have become a hippie without getting a divorce. And I had a lot of experiences after that. I was in therapy with a psychologist. He sent me to his clinic with genitalia and stuff like that. He found it. So he said my therapy would progress faster and I'd want to take LSD or Epsilon. So I did. I was somehow desperate to know that I heard that these trips were very special to some people. So they gave me several tests to see that I wouldn't flip out. Me carbogen, 70% oxygen, pure oxygen, and 30% carbon dioxide. And it kills you in a way. It's like being bitten. After the 10th inhalation of the mask, you know, the gas. This world fades out to black. And it fades in. The most amazing dimension of existence and the vision and so on. Oh. And I told the psychiatrist who was giving it to me once, he said, "We gotta put this on television. This is fabulous."
Aren't going to fight you or middle class, middle aged, whiskey drinking gentlemen. They're not going to join your corporation, middle class, middle aged, whiskey drinking corporation president. Enormous crowds come out to hear me lecture. Whenever I go to a college, it's always sold out. It's not because I'm that clever, because they gave me the good line in the show. Turn on, tune in, drop on. Turn on, turn on, tune in, drop on, drop on, drop on. Drop on.
Pokey. I didn't know you were there.
We were looking for you, Gumby.